I learned about death when I was 9. I was sitting in an empty field where a house would soon grow roots, with me, Jimbo, and Dee Dee, wondering if it would be unseemly to go trick-or-treating when your favorite uncle had died, when he had fallen right before our eyes while mowing the lawn one quiet October morning, landing in a grand mal fit right in front of the neighbors as they got in their cars to go to Sunday school. We watched wide-eyed as he was rushed into the house onto a bed that had been stripped for the washing. The bare mattress didn't seem to matter much, as his eyesight faded into nothingness. I guess he would remember us all as bug-eyed and crying beside him, all of the sobbing and whispering and fussing. The doctor said in hushed whispers that the iron lung machine couldn't keep him going, and it would be kinder to let go. But I knew he was already gone, had slipped away before that, had flown with the bits of grass from the lawnmower exhaust all the way to heaven in the afternoon sun. Mama thought we were too young to go to the funeral. She didn't want us underfoot. Besides, we'd paid our respects at the funeral home the night before, where we were forced to walk by and admire the nice job they did of making him look, well, dead. They had another name for men who wore that much makeup when alive. He was only 40, they said. One concussion too many, they said. Guess it didn't matter much now. So it came down to this for the three of us that fall evening as the chill cut through the ragweed in the Queen Anne's lace. Was it proper to ask if we could still dress up and go out to celebrate what was, in essence, a feast of the dead?
Thank you, Diane.